You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at end.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministries. Iron sharpens iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
Now, one of the important subjects in the Bible has to do with humility or submission. And that's what we are talking about in other words. Every Christian is called of God to go down in order to go up. Submission is not exclusive to any particular group of people. Submission is meant for all. And clearly from this passage, the purpose of submission is that the truth or the purpose and the will of God will be done. So you need to submit so that the will of God and the purpose of God will be accomplished. Ushers must submit to the chief usher. Singers must submit to their music director. Churches must submit to their pastors. So that the truth of the gospel might continue with us. Submission is not about a man or a woman. Submission is not about the pursuit of a feel-good feeling. Submission is to make a person feel good. Anytime you submit to a man, the man must also submit to the Lord. Because submission is about God. But when you look into the body of Christ, sometimes you see a lot of stubbornness, hard-heartedness, pride, wrong behavior, terrible behavior, rotten behavior, which upsets the cause of Christ and the work of God. So I'm sharing this series just for our relationship with each other. Because we don't only serve God or fellowship with God, we are supposed to fellowship with one another. But when in my heart I have a wall against you, the Bible says, I am lying against the truth. When I say I love God, but I don't love my fellow brother that I see. So I'm calling on all Christians and reminding you that we don't only relate with God, we relate with one another. And submitting to one another is a very beautiful way of relating with one another. This Friday, there was a prayer meeting. There were people who had been slated to lead. But I came with a certain desire in my heart. So I told Pastor Paul about it. I said, I would like to lead a section of the prayer today. These things happen to pastors and leaders. So he had to re-engineer the leadership of the service. So as we started talking, I concluded by saying, I'm going to submit to wherever you place me. That is how the church is supposed to relate. Are you here with me this morning? We need to do this so that the truth of the gospel might continue. But there are times you must not submit because it will not lead to the will of God. Such was the case in the passage we just read. Christ has set the people of God free as he has done us. But a group of people has sneaked into the church, and their purpose was to bring the people back into bondage. Drawing the people away from grace back to the law. And Paul said that to such people, we did not yield submission for even 1 hour. And he stated the reason why he didn't do that. He said that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. May the truth of God's word continue with us as a church.
Amen.
I said, may the truth of God's word continue with us as a church. So clearly from this passage, you must stand against certain things when they show up. But beyond that, talking about true or good submission, I want us to know that there are setbacks even to good submission. The first setback I want to draw your attention to is deception by Satan. Deception by Satan. Satan knows that he stands defeated only because of the submission of the saints.
Now, Satan himself said,
if we don't submit to God, we cannot defeat the devil. So Satan tricks Christians by making them feel good not submitting, as the word of God demands. And then we can go back shouting the name of Jesus against him. But it's not going to work. Bible says it's not going to work. And because he is aware of this, he deceives Christians into thinking it's all right to be insubordinate.
Or that the Christopher my dream be said, Ebeya Passe, Ubeya Ahantai, won't see Asem.
Look at James chapter 4, verse 7.
Yakubuti nine chichemunsum.
James 4, verse 7.
Yakubuti nine chichemunsum.
Wives, don't fight your husbands at home.
Or say, you know, mamma, near Krunum and Kumofi.
Husbands, don't fight your wives at home. Those things will open the door to the devil and he will win the battle against
you.
This is why when you even get angry, the Bible says that be angry and sin not. And it says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, when there are issues which are bad, don't let them drag, because God will give you a season of grace for a while. But if you let it drag beyond a certain point, then Satan begins to take advantage of you. Therefore, submit to God, James says. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Why will Satan flee? Because the power that comes over the saint who is submitted to God
Hallelujah.
Is not a normal power.
Hallelujah.
See, when you resist people, they may just turn away from you. But when you are submitted to God and you resist the devil, he does not simply turn away. The Bible says he runs. I see Satan running away from your face. So this is why he deceives Christians into insubordination. In your workplace, I encourage you, don't fight the leaders in the workplace. It is not a good thing. Reason with leaders. Submit to them whatever ideas you have. With the spirit of humility. But never ever fight a leader. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second setback to submission is association with insubordinate people. When you associate with people who are not humble, who do not know how to submit, you are going to have a problem on your hands. You will learn from their ways. Yesterday, I went to visit my daughter at Archbishop Porter's. And when we got there, we needed chairs to sit. So we're organizing for chairs. Collecting chairs and bringing it together. There was a smaller boy, maybe around 4 years. The chairs that we had started gathering, he decided that he wanted one of those chairs. So when he came, he booted my daughter. He booted her. I didn't see all this. So Kojo warned him. And he booted him as well. This is what I saw. I saw him taking one of the chairs. And I said, hey, put the chair down. He looked at me and he put it down. And then he went away. And so as we sat down and were chatting, Kukwa said to me, this boy is a bad boy. I said, that's how children are. There is rebellion and foolishness in a child. What she said to me at that point negated my statement. She said, but I am not like that. Said, and I could not have done this. So it brings to my point that when you associate in a certain way with certain people, you learn a very bad behavior. Let's read the passage in the book of Proverbs. Chapter number 20 something. Many of the things we do, they are learned behaviors. So learn not to associate with people, for example, who are given to anger, given to gossip, given to stealing, given to telling lies. Stand against those things. And then determine who can come closer to your life. Because birds of the same feather tend to flock together. This is why naturally people say, show me your friend and I will tell you your character. Proverbs 22 verse 24. He says, make no friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man, do not go. Lest you learn his ways. And set a trap for your soul.
A trap.
There are people today who have set traps for themselves. They have dug a hole and they have found themselves in the hole they dug. So you need to be careful the people you allow into your circle. The Bible says clearly, make no friendship with an angry man. And I want to apply this scripture for the purpose of our sermon. And I'll say that make no friendship with an insubordinate person. Because you will learn the person's way of doing things. And you will end up setting a trap for your soul. Are you here with me? So don't expose your life to rebellion. It will create difficulties for your life. But when you fall into the trap, you may come out, but after a while. And I don't think you want to waste your time in a trap. The trap will hurt you. So talk to people who are not submissive. Talk to people who are proud. If they listen, you have warned them. If they don't, you must turn away from them and make no friendship with them. The third setback to submission is the lack of authority figures in a person's life. Everybody needs an authority figure in his life. Yes. I said yes.
They say yes, honey.
Even those who you think are great, if they know what it means really to be great, you will identify in their lives somebody they listen to.
Sepo onipa wadwenya ne se oyenipa kese pa. Sa wo hwa na bra bom bebrea. Wo betumi ehu se obi wo honom a otie no.
Yesterday I was going up and down in my hall and I heard Bishop Oyedepo. He was preaching. He said something interesting. This is a man who has about 51,000 people in his church. And as he was preaching, he said this. He said, I spoke to my mentor. A mentor is somebody who can instruct you, don't do this. So greatness does not excuse anybody from submission.
And it is a
And so when you look at people who believe they are great and they have no regard for anyone because they feel that nobody can talk to them, you are not seeing a good picture of what it means to be a truly great person.
So
this is why I believe that a pastor must let people know who he recognized as a spiritual father himself.
And It's
important that what you require from the people, you let them know is a demand you are meeting yourself. So when this man of God spoke about his mentor, it struck me, and I said to myself, such a person can easily be listened to, because those who have authority must also be submitted to an authority. But there are people who have grown without parental control in their lives. They had no parent to tell them stop. They had no one to tell them what you have done is wrong, and then this is the punishment for it. Sometimes they have parents, but the parents and their style of parenting is such that it's like the child has no parents. Are you with me? Are you with me? So it is important that parents exercise parental leadership and control in the family. That is not to sound like a drill sergeant on a parade shouting at commands here and there. That's not the idea.
I don't just say, "Obey your soldier, keep your word, fear." And hey, I command you, stand at this attention. Now with the tifi, any son I hear back.
One of the things we have discovered is that people who have not had authority figures in their lives, just because they were always allowed to do what they wanted, find it difficult when they grow up to submit to others. They are used to independence to the point that they grow up, even as Christians, always independent. Nobody influences them. But spiritually, if nobody influences you, you will not be able to influence others as well. It will be a setback to you. The fourth setback I want to talk about is in Luke 7 and verse number 8. And this is the setback.
Now, when you are there, a sign ever.
Inability to value submission and what its advantages are. When you are submissive, it will bring certain results into your life. But if you are not able to value submission and look at the blessing of submission, you are likely to be insubordinate.
Luke 7 verse 8.
For I also am a man placed under authority. I am a man placed under authority. The King James Version said, I am a man of authority.
King James
New King James says, for I am a man placed under authority.
New King James says,
having soldiers under
me.
And I say to one,
go.
Go. And he goes. All of us must learn to go when we are told to go. And to another, come. And he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. This man of authority was also under authority. I said, this man of authority was also under authority. Because he knew that the soldiers under him were covered by him. But who was covering him? If he created a covering of protection and provision over the soldiers under him, who was protecting and preserving him? So when you are starting something in life, you need to go and submit what you are doing unto greater people. See, all
those
that I'm talking about man to man. One time, one of my friends wanted to start a broadcast in Sekendi Takoradi here. And as he was coming, he got to Western Region and then he called me. And then he said, he said, Ebo, permission to enter your airwaves or your territory. I said, permission granted. And I began to think. Because it was not something I expected. But it simply teaches that a person of authority must learn to submit to people of authority. It gives you an advantage. It gives you a certain edge. You will notice this among international ministers. When they move from their country of origin to a new territory like, say, Ghana, one of the things they do is to locate the fathers of the land and go and greet them and tell them what they want to do in the nation. Apart from the fact that it's a sign of Christian solidarity and fellowship, it also shows a certain heart condition of honor to the people who have been laboring in the land, laboring, because you are coming to reap probably where you have not sown. Nobody reaps for 3 days or sows for 3 days and reaps. But there are ministers here laboring, labor. They may not be as great as you are, but a person who knows the advantage of authority submits to them, although they may be far advanced in terms of knowing Christ or their work with Christ when they came to know Christ and all that. They submit so that a certain power comes over them to operate in the territory that God has given you and I. Do you understand what I'm trying to communicate?
Now, what can I say? So, obi to me now, when just I know, but a gentleman was asking us to be a quantra and I say, a quenja, and yes, be a baby, a bunny name, one mom was asking sooner bread. Enya wanyame kura fwake kanya misembi ya chila wamo. Eniti waa wubano. Wenya nemo ndio bie dia ena ubecha. Iti ebe hiya pase. Ube kosa afono wako jia kwenja. Eba ni saa. Bibia uye bia eye boko ni toti.
Submission is indeed for all.
Na hubrasye wawwe eye ye nina ya sem.
It beautifies our lives.
Ema ya bro boye fe.
Legitimizes our authority.
Ema tumia ya wanu tumi bebe.
And makes our faith work in times of trouble. So these are some of the advantages of submission. So let's say you're a father-in-law. When you go to your son-in-law's house, I think and believe it is appropriate to submit to the man in that house. This is what the word of God teaches us. If you are a mother-in-law and you enter your daughter's marital home, it is right and appropriate and righteous to submit to the authority in the house. You can't go to the kitchen and say, what kind of utensils are you using here?
And
then to the bedroom, which kind of foam mattress are you using? You cannot say she's my son, he's my son, she's my daughter. So you go everywhere, including their bedroom.
You cannot do that. It is not right.
You may do it because you want to do it, but it is not right for you to do that. You must recognize and respect their privacy. And as you honor them this way, you'll be more honored than the way you are seeking to be honored. But when you violate them, in the name that I gave it to you, I am older than you, I am this and that and that, and you can go anywhere. You cannot do that. You cannot do that.
Well, see, man, you are just so back as an amenamu, who could not amenamu, where you are, and I mean, me, 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 now alcohol, so for say cannot just say
in fact you cannot take control over the kitchen and go and use the ingredients there to cook for your son because you know what your son needs in the marriage, like that advert. And I don't want, be careful you don't mention that. You see that advert is just an advert. This is my son. His shirt, you iron it this way. He drinks his tea this way. All those things, you can't do them. It's just for fun. But in reality, as a mother-in-law, as a big sister, you can't enter your younger sister's marriage and begin to instruct the husband. You cannot do that. You must submit to the man. And when you do that, he will honor you and it will be well with you.
Amen. Now, what can I say? We are enough. Now, Oba, Bema, Kawari, Obiba. Now, what can I say? Sempo, Woko, Waka, Kosrana, Wapa, Cho. When I win him at Yania, Wobana, Pesam, Rana, no, I have a friend in a no win him. Now, when you hear here, Waka for Biba, here, when any tell Bonnie Wedgeman, or no sooner met Yania Wapa, and to Wapa, Cho, Melko, Jade, Nanko, Casa, and I'm a banner, they are no pair by Yafufuni say. And now for ya tia to say, and utia was a mea mame, but was it is not a de papa cra.
Question.
Maybe, sir.
If it was done to you, would you have loved it?
Was it say ya woo any diwa and cabaya de?
Always think about things like that.
Aya wo ye bibia jin hu sa.
Because you must do to others what you want others to do to you.
I was sa wo ye nya ye diwa beya wo de no sana yema wobi.
Who did I just speak to? God just saved somebody from destroying a good marriage. Because some parents are very aggressive and forceful. They will enter your bedroom before you can say, this is the bedroom.
Child, it's a lie.
Proverbs 13 verse
15.
Good understanding gains favor. But the way of the unfaithful is hard. Other version says the way of the transgressor is difficult. So don't transgress what God has clearly taught us in His Word. Number five. The fifth setback is the fear of neglect and rejection. When you are afraid that what you want to submit will be rejected, you are not likely to submit. We have explained what it means to submit. And one of the meanings is to proffer or to offer an idea or suggestion.
na baako ni se ade ewo wutrim no ude be che uni nkrofo be che.
When you work with people,
so uni nkrofo ye adwuma,
there are times you must suggest things to them.
Edu ba bi a wo se wo che wa dwun wa adwuma ye.
There are times you must tell them what you think can be done.
Na ebi wo ho at kan ni wa dwun ye wo se omo ye be bua de.
But when you have the fear that when you tell the person he will not do it, you are not likely to speak.
Na se wo suro bi se wo kan omo fa nya adwuma nya de obepe se obeka.
And the fear of rejection or rebuff is a sign of a certain kind of pride within the heart.
Now say who was as soon as say who come what some normal fan ya juma eye asentren say who wa homa so kakra wa kuma.
For what do I have to lose if I suggest something and you don't take it?
Who how cry ni sense who can be bitch om normal fan ya juma who how ni sense.
But when I carry my ego into the suggestion, then the rejection of the suggestion is like a personal rejection of who I stand for and what I am.
Na se wo kwaka wasem no wa dwe yo se wo wasem wi na hia ntini ati bia wo se o mo fa na o mo amfa na afa wo di ya odie na bre wo ankasa wo se wo di ade kro no ko ya wo manya nto.
Every time you work with leaders
and maybe ara wo ni akandifo ye adwuma,
you will have opportunity to suggest things to them.
E kwa be ba wo su de wo utrimu betumi ene o ma che.
They may not take it
e bia wo mo mfa dia waka,
or they may implement it at a later time.
Ana so o be twa ni waka no mo de be ye adwuma.
A submissive person is not put off by the lack of implementation here and now of the suggestion.
Obia obra no ho ase no se wo kaka bibi bo no ma mfa nya adwuma emfa no ho enka no po.
I was once listening to BBC.
Na bi na metie BBC.
And there was a presidential speech writer who was being interviewed.
Na obia wo tro president fo kasa ema wo no omo ene ni yi nsam.
And if you are a writer, you know that it's not always easy to get into the mood to write. It's not always easy.
Now I say so you be a wo trotro a. Enye de nyina na wo be pesa wo be trotro.
Sometimes you write by writing the salient point first.
Ebo ha wo tro wo bra wo ka nsemfua ne kan.
And the grease to explain them may come later.
And ebi wo ha adoma wo de be trotro ne wa tro no e be chire.
But when you have to write a speech for a president,
say wo say wo tro kasa ema omampani
a. A lot of policy decisions must be related to the speech.
And then now some now was say omampanini trimponi ni ohwehwe aye ni odini ni na behwehwe ensem no.
So this American speech writer told a very interesting story.
And it is our papa here what your president for kasa kansem
bi. He said once they spent sleepless night getting a speech ready for the president.
Was say do oho a won mo na ampo matumi atrocho bibi ama president.
When they presented the speech to the president subsequently, he said to them,
president,
the guys, don't bother. I have figured out what to say. I have figured out what to say. So the interviewer asked the speech writer, how did you feel and what was your reaction?
And it is one ne kasa no bisa ne se enti wuti we eya wo sen.
He said we have to be professional about our work.
Asi adwuma ya ya na wo se ye na adwuma kwan so.
We don't carry certain feelings into our work.
Ya fan katibia bi nkwa ya adwuma mu.
He said if you do, you will not be a good person working with a president.
Asi sa wo ya sa ene na wo nya ni papa wo ni president ne e din kita ho.
Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Wuti.
Yeah, sometimes you can work hard at something.
Edu ba bia wo betumi de ho nyina hwe ade bi mu.
Like the leaders who prepare to come and lead prayer on Friday.
To say one man no more say so so mo ba be leading prayer boy.
Who were told that I'm going to lead some, so hold on. You see, nothing itself is a test, and it is something that is bound to happen in every area of life.
Now,
you must listen. You must be ready for it and have a sweet spirit and not carry on. And what did they mean? Why didn't they tell me? We can't tell you everything ahead of time.
Yeah.
It cannot be done. If you insist, you will also be brought to a situation and you will realize that you can't always tell people things ahead of time. So that's how we work. It shouldn't be the norm, but once in a while, they happen. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, once in a while they happen. And a test comes to you, the ability to carry a sweet spirit and be submissive in the midst of it, or you can just take your bag and walk out.
Mm.
Yeah, you can just, some people just take their bag and walk out. They asked me to come and lead worship. When I came, they have asked somebody else, they can take their back and walk out. And I've seen it before. Can take their back and just walk out.
What say? nanya bibia na okandifo no betumi akakyerew ene ti wasiesie oho aba se yesi beye we beye we wudu ya na okandifo ne si o ene ye nya ne sa se wo ahobrasie wo wumu a enya de beha na wo hantan a wokan ya agie ni wa mama asiesie me ho ma na mabo mpa ya ma ya fasting me ba be lady prayer 30 minutes a enu susu sofo wa ba ba gie fi mi nsam eya fa wa sorry no watam ne bag otilo shame HAPPY o se sa wo ya sa.
I went to a certain church because he had organized a program. I was there. When I entered, they gave me a place to sit. And I was very happy.
Oh, na me nyajidodo.
Because I was sitting close to the pastor. Listen, I'm saying that these things, they will happen time and over again. So get ready. It was offering time.
Now I'm not to say about your offering.
I sent my offering. When I came, a different pastor's things, my things have been removed and I've been pushed away from the action spot. And someone else had been put there. What could I do about it?
Well, say I shall say no, you didn't so for nature. Now offering time soon ya that is sorry yes or cut to offering or buying. Change of location. Near you did no man if you ho any idea before fro ababa betraho. And it one no a damn pan and cobet to me.
Oh, maybe I should have carried my bag and walked out of the program. But I didn't go to the program because of a human being.
Hallelujah. And our program.
And we don't prepare to do things in the church because of human beings. We prepare to do things because of God. And sometimes God changes his mind about us. Yes, there are times pastors prepare to preach. They go and they tell somebody an hour notice, please prepare to preach. I cannot preach. I don't have the edge. The anointing is not there. You prepare to preach. What about that one? That one, you are happy with it. But when it is reversal, you are not. We must all be submissive in hard, difficult, reasonable, unreasonable circumstances. They will all come in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number six.
Yetusun.
Fear of being harshed or abused.
Esrose, obi beye bibia tia akwetia wana se asem din bibeto.
There is always abuse associated with submission.
Se wo bra wo asia, obi betumi afa wo so aye bibia wo.
Yes, because of your submissive attitude, some people will just walk over you and disrespect you.
Esan sa wo bra wo ho asinti, ebinu mo ho no ma, omo sho just a
yes, some people don't have scruples. They don't have discretion. They cannot see greatness in submissiveness. They feel that a person who has the disposition to be submissive doesn't know much. He is ignorant, he is naive. But let me tell you something, the truly great people, they are very easy to ignore. So now, when you are easy to ignore, it may be that you have the real trait. Those who carry themselves about, bossy, this and that and that and that, they are empty shells. They are full of air. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are full of air. They always want to carry their debility where they go, but you don't always have to do that.
Now, who your beer? Who throw some your mana? A double beer will be shiawa. Or person who say. Ono no ya benting ana obomha ba nia yampo ni se safo no wo be hwe na shini ni mu nti ana wo huhu se balu na ebi no ho anioma pa bi wo mu nso be ya den pa se wo be hu wa bra no ho ase gboko no nam ene tinya wa betina wa mema so no ana kire se wo yo benting ana wo ya sumasi en de nka hwe.
So because of that experience
na esan sa
of being walked over and abused and disrespected, you can develop a character that is unnatural to you. I don't want anybody to walk over me anymore. This and that. But this is what life is about. Whether you go this way or you go that way, people will walk over you. God will allow it. I have a certain attitude to such things. I rather feel sorry for the people. For their blindness. For the bad seed they are sowing for themselves. And sometimes I pray for mercy for them. Because we are bound to reap what we sow. You disrespect her, somebody will disrespect you. That's how life is about. So you rather show character in the midst of bad things for your own sake and not sow a bad seed.
Finally,
carnality and carnal mindedness. Let's conclude by reading Romans chapter
8,
verse 7-8. I need every most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Savior, I come unto thee. Because the carnal mind is against God. For it is not subject to God. Nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. When you are in the flesh, you cannot please God. Romans 8:7-8. I sang, I need thee every hour for a purpose. Without the Holy Spirit, you will find it difficult to submit. Without feeling belittled. Without feeling abused. Without feeling inferior. But when the Holy Spirit fills you, submission is not a problem to you. We were not born with the seed of submission. If anything at all, we are actually born with a seed to rebel. That is why laws were made in the Old Testament. And that is why those laws are now written not in books for us, but written in our hearts. Not on a fixed rocky stone, but on a fleshy thing, our spirits.
And yes, I want to throw a bubble to Sabre. No, mom, I want to say, I want to say, I want
to say, so in a sense, you don't need any man to teach you about submission. The spirit within will himself teach you. If I've said anything that is outside scripture, I will show you where to put it. There are dustbins around. Throw them away and walk in the liberty Christ has given
you.
I have no problem with that reaction. But if the Lord has spoken to your heart, remember that a seed of greatness has been offered you. For God indeed resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The way up. The way up is still down.
You are
great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministries, Iron Sharpened Iron. And in this program, Reverend Ebo Asan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.